Well, for the last year or so, folks, we've been sitting here hearing about this thing called taboo, and I just decided it was time to get a couple of knuckleheads on here with me, a couple of guys that are behind this thing. And with me today is Dave Lefebvre, and who's back there, Michael Murphy? Is that Michael Murphy, the Slim Jim guy? He's back there as well. So tell me a little bit about how you got started, then we're going to get Murphy's side of the deal, all right?
Sounds good, man. How you doing, Terry? Been a long time.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to win, man, to be on this show.
Sorry about that. I know I'm in stock. I hear it every day, believe me.
Yeah, I bet your wife's on you about that.
You know, it's been a long time coming, I'll tell you that. For me personally, I've been, you know, a tackle guy, you know, somebody that collects and just pays real close attention. I pretty much know every lure. If you show me something, I could say who makes it and where it came from and what year. And I've just always been that way. And, you know, just over the years, I've always dreamed of someday, you know, starting a tackle company or being involved in one somehow. And to make a super long story short, you know, Dave Simmons from Yamaha, he's been on your show a few times.
Right.
Turned out to be a very close personal friend of mine, come up to my house, fish Prescott Bay a couple times, and he hooked me up with Michael. He said, you know, I told him about what I was wanting to do and if it was possible, and it's basically just been a dream, something that I never thought would actually happen until I was older and maybe retired from the game. But so he mentioned Michael. He knew Michael and gave me his number, and I called him up one day driving to a tournament, and we got to talking and found out that, you know, we're both thinking along the same lines, and there's just so many weird things that happened, you know, between wanting to start this company and meeting Michael. You know, like, I'd actually taken one of his, somebody that he worked for out fishing one time, and told me that, you know, you watch for this Michael Murphy guy. He's a behind-the-scenes go-getter, you know, somebody that gets things done, and a lure designer, and young and energetic. And so I'd heard about him years before, and then, you know, ended up calling him and not realizing that it was the same person. It's neat how it all started, and then, you know, with the team and, you know, who we've got are these guys that are good friends of both of ours, who have the same dreams and desires to be more involved in the industry, not just in the tournament.
Well, wait a minute. I know Michael Murphy, too, but all those things you described him as, is that right? Is that right, Michael? Is that who you are?
I don't know. I'll take that as a compliment, though.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
I was just kidding.
Yeah, well, you know. And by the way, he's looking for his pack of Slim Jims, too, Michael. So, you know, you're going to have to get Lefebvre some of those as well. But, you know, when you look at this, I mean, there's every lure company, they come out and they kind of make lures that sell or mass merchandising type things. And there's some that aren't, but there's most majority of them are. But you guys are trying to make these, they're by pros, they're your designs, and they're baits that really will catch fish.
Yeah, it really is a different animal. And, you know, as Dave was talking, you know, we met a while back and we became friends, and then, you know, my first year on the FLW series, Dave and I befriended each other, and, you know, once everything kind of just got rolling, Dave just called me one day out of the blue halfway through the season, like, we need to do this. And it was really, you know, it took us a while to settle on the name, but it really is a good concept that Dave came up with of having a self-owned, self-ran team of guys that literally run this company and own it themselves. And with what I do and my knowledge of working with distributors and knowing the industry side, as well as Dave knowing the industry side, it just seemed like a win-win situation.
We want to have, we go out and try to buy tackle. We've been buying lures since we were little, you know, and even as progressed as the industry has become over the last few years especially, you know, you still can't, I can't go out, and I've met lots of people that can't go out and buy exactly what they need. You're always going to sacrifice in one area or the other, and that's basically what we're trying to do, is put something out there that has all that stuff that everybody's looking for all wrapped up into one. You know, we're kind of excited. We were talking earlier, you know, our samples are starting to come in, and we're looking at them, and it's just, you know, everything's just coming out so good. We're so excited. That's where Michael comes in. You know, me and our other guys, KJ, Kelly Jordan, Gagliardi, Matt Heron, myself, we're we're all impatient. We've never been in the industry. You know, we're just like, you guys, where's our stuff, you know? And that's what Michael's doing, is calming us down, you know, and it's a slow process. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're learning a lot, but the samples are coming in, we're sending stuff back, they're sending stuff back and forth, and it's a real exciting time, and tweaking the stuff is kind of what is the fun part behind the scenes.
Well, I'm going to make sure I set the stage here a little bit. Number one is, you know, waiting for a bait is sort of like waiting for paint to dry, and Dave, that's what you're doing this afternoon, right?
I actually went to the last tournament without my wife, which is usually a good luck thing. I've won two tournaments when she wasn't there, she's been painting the house. We just had a big addition put on, and she's been painting like crazy, and she put me to work when I got home a couple of days ago, so I'm knee-deep in it right now. I got red paint all over me.
Well, that's good. You know, I'm glad you get to finally watch paint dry. And then Murphy, you know, we track him down. He's down at Lake Murray doing something. I don't know. He's probably fishing, you know, like you and I are working here, and we got Murphy out there trying to catch a couple of fish. That's where you're at, right, Michael?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. You know, I'm hoping to make that championship next year, which the FLW comes, the Forestwood Cup comes here, so I'm just doing my homework in preparation for next year, so I'm pretty excited about that. But to add to what Dave was saying earlier, you know, we're pretty excited. The thing about Taboo, a lot of people may not realize or should realize, is there's a lot of companies that are coming out right now. There's a lot of companies that have been out. And for somebody that's new or somebody that's even experienced, when you walk into a tackle store anymore, there are so many different options. And what we're trying to do is compile the best of the best of our guys and our staff, and I don't know if Dave mentioned this or not, but sometimes it's like pulling hair, and sometimes it's the greatest thing because you got so many different opinions of what's the best product. But at the end result, you have pretty much a mediation of all these ideas rolled into one to where our customer, when they walk in the store and they see Taboo, we want them to know at the end of the day that's something they can pull right out of the package and go fishing with.
Well, and I want to make sure I emphasize something here too. You know, in this day and age, the day of the mom-and-pop tackle store, hard to find that kind of stuff. So you guys, you're going to be in the big-box stores, you're going to be in the mom-and-pops, but you can also buy your stuff on the Internet as well, right? You got a web page.
Yes. So we'll have that up and going. We've already have distribution set up on the West Coast through Optimum Bait Company. You know, we already have rep groups set up all over the whole U.S., and we're getting that updated on our site. And once we get the final sampling done here, hopefully within the month or so, you're going to actually be able to get on there and see products. We just don't want to let the cat out of the bag before, you know, we got the final pretty product all ready to show everybody.
Well, tell me, give me some.
Which is odd because there's people trying to order stuff already and we don't even have them.
Well, and they're going to.
We've gotten a bunch of emails, you know, through our website. And that's the thing. If you are a dealer, you are listening to this, go ahead and email us. Go ahead and contact us. We've got distributors that we're already working with. We can get you in contact, keep you in touch, and let you know through the process when our stuff's ready to sell.
Well, give me some of the product lines, Dave. I mean, you know, one of the things I guess people are going to ask, I know there's going to be a jig in there. There's probably a jerk bait in there. What else is in there?
In the future, who knows? The sky's the limit. I mean, we have big dreams, all of us, you know. But, you know, right now we're just focusing on jigs, the full spectrum. You know, we were debating on whether to call the company Taboo or Anal. Because that's what we're doing. I mean, we're so, you got to think of a different word. That was kind of ugly.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know, we're just all so picky. You know, we're really, really trying to focus on just getting these jigs done first and then see where it goes from there. But, I mean, we're talking about, you know, certain, you know, different skirts, strand counts for different series. There's several different series of our jigs, like I said, we're going to cover it from A to Z. So,
well,
that's what we're focusing on right now. But like I said, the sky is definitely the limit.
Well, there's no question. You guys are all very versatile anglers. That, you know, and you named all those guys. A lot of great jig fishermen in there, of course. And you guys are going to probably hit that first. And then, you know, you got a lot of guys that are versatile that like to throw the spinner bait or the jerk bait or the crank bait or whatever it may be. And you guys have the expertise there to be able to bring this thing to the next level too.
You know, initially it's terminal tackle, and we do have some saltwater stuff coming in, you know, as suggested and requested by our reps. But the reason we went with jigs first is you look at these guys and look at where the trend's going and, you know, how these guys are currently catching their fish. And jigs is the heavy hitter. And one thing, you know, we haven't touched on, among the guys, you know, I'm a fisheries biologist. I did a crayfish study in college, as well as a guy named Dan Davidson we haven't mentioned yet, who's one of our sales managers, and he's kind of running the stuff behind the scenes with me. he's also a fisheries biologist. So it's kind of neat to have two fisheries biologists in the mix that study crayfish inside and out, and then you're working with these guys. It's been unbelievable being in my shoes, learning how much there is about jigs. A lot of people think, okay, you see a jig, it's got skirt, it's got a collar, you know, it's ready to fish. But there's like probably 15 different things about a jig that I look for now after talking with Dave and the details that are needed to be successful. And it's the difference between just finishing par with a jig or being that top angler. And you look at all these guys, you know, they have all top anglers. You know, Dave Lefebvre won the Strand Points champion, won the FLW Series Points champion last year. Gagliardi won the FLW Tour Points champion. Kelly Jordan has got more big fish titles than anybody else you can imagine. And Matt Herron just won his first major term this year on a taboo jig. And that shows right there, the proof is in the pudding, that it is the details. And that's what taboo is all about, is the details at the end of the day.
Well, we have a lot of fun, you guys. You know, we always are kidding each other and calling each other on the phone and giving each other the dickens all the time. But in reality, very serious company, very serious about what you're doing. And I think the consumer is really going to be the beneficiary here, because they're going to have years and years of experience going to each and every product. And guys, you know, we only have 10 minutes to do this program. I could talk to you for 10 hours about where you're going with this thing. But how do I get to your website? One of you give me that, would you?
It's www.tabootackle.com.
Taboo Tackle. So I'm looking forward to getting my shipment in. I've got a big warehouse here, and, you know, not that I'm begging, but I'm begging. So just go ahead and send them here when you get them. I don't even take the prototypes. Nobody's saying anything. Everybody's quiet when I start begging. I'm not sure.
Go fishing with Dave. He's going to have to give you an insight of the details on that.
Yeah, well, you guys.
Yeah, bring it, Brownie. You've been talking smack for, what, 3 years now, and you have not come up to my place to fish yet. Let's
well,
it, do it.
I want to get you on a neutral body of water, Dave.
Oh, that's okay. I said I'm going to have to come up there and referee that and mediate that. We might have to put some coverage of that on our website.
You know, there's all these pros that like to talk a lot of trash. I want to get them on a neutral body of water, and I want to see how good they really are. You know, they talk about, well, you know, you got all these buddies all over the country, and you're fishing millions of hours. Come someplace like, you know, let's go to Miller Park. You know, it's about a 6-acre lake, and, you know, and you got to walk the bank. Let's go there and fish.
I gotta get back to painting. My wife's giving me the evil eye. I gotta go.
All right. Well, I'm trying like mad to talk trash with you, but I'm not getting it done. Guys, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and keep me apprised of what's going on. And if there's anything we can do to help you with Taboo, please give us a shout.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, we also real quick wanted to lift up our brother KJ for the. I think he finished 106 in that last Bassmaster down there. We want to encourage him to keep his head up.
Do you think
we haven't talked to him for a week, so we're a little worried about him.
Do you think maybe he's going
to
quit?
To that Bass fan, make sure he calls us. We want to know he's still kicking.
Do you think maybe he quit because he had a bad finish? Do you think maybe he's giving it up?
Oh, I don't know. We're hoping. I guess he must not have got the prototypes. He must have been using something else.
I'm willing to bet you that he's probably somewhere red fishing right now or thinking about deer hunting. I just know him too well. That's probably what he's doing. But, guys, thanks for being with me.
All right. Thank you, Brownie.
See you later. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.